Hello, I'm Olivia Shelby, and you're listening to Not From Around Here on Wisconsin Public Radio, a special series of programs featuring interviews with international students in the Twin Ports. Not From Around Here features interviews with students studying at the University of Wisconsin Superior and the University of Minnesota Duluth. Students share their experiences about leaving home and why they chose to study in the U.S. and the Twin Ports. They also share stories about their encounters with people, both good and bad, and their thoughts on the current political climate towards foreigners. In the next half hour, we'll hear from Alvaro Velasquez, a student from Peru. He's pursuing a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering at the University of Minnesota Duluth.
So one of the first reasons I decided to come to America is that if I get a degree here in the U.S., I will be able to find more jobs, not only in the U.S., but around the world, because getting a U.S. degree is more like widely accepted than actually getting a degree back in my country. And the U.S. is also ranked in, has so many universities that are really prestigious, and actually nationally, worldwide ranked as the first and in the top on the list as for the best universities in the world. So that pretty much means that the education that you receive in the U.S. is pretty high compared to in other countries. And the last reason, but not the least, is this: I decided to come to the U.S. because I have another perspective of life. I know I may not only work in my country, but also I can see how life looks like in another country. You know, you work also independently. You have to work by yourself. Not always your parents will be there, and that's actually pretty much the way you become more mature doing things independently.
So why didn't you study back in Peru?
I think if I study back in my country, not because the education back in my country is really bad, it's just because I will just get super distracted because all my friends are there and my family, and I have so many things to do. So I'll just not only be concentrated only in studying, but once I came to the U.S., I realized that I have to work by myself if I want to get something more like a degree. And since I have a really difficult major, and it's actually not offered in my hometown, so I decided to just only study, and of course I will still have fun, but not as much, because I think I will just spend more time studying.
What are your plans after graduation?
After I graduate, I will look for an internship or find a work, but most likely I would like to find an internship, work there, and see if I like it or not. And if I get a stable job, I will just probably stay in the U.S. Or if not, if I'm not qualified for the job, I'll just try to come back to my country and try to work there.
So are you talking about finding an internship in the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Is an American degree valued back in Peru?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As long as you speak English, it's actually really important for all, I think, all kind of works in the world.
What was it like when you first came up here?
Do you mean to Superior or the when first time I came to America?
Oh, you came to America before?
Just for vacations, I guess.
Okay, so how was it like when you first came up here in the Twin Ports area?
Okay. I was expecting something like that because I actually didn't know many people. So because I just came by myself, I see segregation between international students and American students. But it wasn't that bad from the at the beginning, because actually I met a lot of my friends and I actually still being friends with now. And I think I really made really good relationships with them. And I'm really glad that I actually met them. But the years pass, and I think there's still been a segregation between international students and American people. But I don't know why, but I feel like we need to we understand each other. We don't have the perfect English, but I still communicate with each other. And then I feel like there is a little bit of afraid, or I don't know how to describe it exactly. But we international people, we love to share different cultures, because that's where we're not from here. So that's the only thing we really like to each other. I really like to share stories and be okay with everybody. It was kind of harsh sometimes, because also sometimes you feel homesick. But as I say, you have to become mature and think that you will not only depend on your parents, and you have to depend by yourself too. So yeah, it was somehow harsh at the beginning, but now I've been in the US for 2 years, and I really getting used to it. So it's actually not super bad, but it's still difficult because you can somehow you meet your old friends, your relatives too, and we're kind of hard too. But you know, you're still talking with them through Skype or other ways of communication. So it's not like you never see them again, but it's part of life, I guess.
So you said that you feel like there is kind of like a gap between international students and American students. Why do you think there is this gap there, you know?
I wish I would know that. I don't know, because where I study is like there is a place called the Multicultural Center, and it's like all of the clubs of the university and international students have their own clubs too. But like you never see like American students come inside, because I don't know. I guess it's like they have somehow fear of us, or it's just like they grew up differently, or it's somehow like, I think I feel them anyways, because it's like you grew up in an American school and then you only share with your friends, and then you don't see like a change, you know. You only been keeping this talking with your friends, and like when you see actually new people, it's not like even though you could be open-minded too and then say like, oh yeah, I really like to hang out with international people, but not all of them think the same way. So, and I respect, because everybody have their own ideas.
So would you say that's because of lack of diversity in their high schools or in the areas that they grew up? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe somehow like that. I probably it's just like, oh, they have also another kind of mentality too. So I don't know exactly where that comes from. I just feel like it's like that.
What did you expect before coming here? What was like, you know, your expectation of America when you first moved up here, you know?
What I was expecting actually is like a really modern place, because like my hometown is not super like old or not advanced, but I expected like to come to America to come to a more advanced place, you know, because I'm coming from a third world country. So this is, and America is one of the first world countries and most powerful countries in the world. So I was thinking like something super modern, and like I thought actually I wouldn't be get used to it, because I don't know, that's what was my first time, so I don't know actually how it would like look like exactly. But I came really optimistic. I decided to make friends. I actually expected to hang out with more American people, but I just hang out with my friends who are international. And I expected to have like a really good education, and not, that's actually really good, because I think I learned a lot too here.
So would you say the quality of education that you got here was what you expected, or it was not what you expected?
It was what I expected. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Did you have any language barriers when you first came here?
Oh, yes. I really have some difficult speaking English at the beginning, because like we learn back in our high schools and our countries English, but you never have the time to speak it, so you don't know how actually people speak English in America. And then you start hanging out with people, and then you realize they use some words that actually they are not written on the textbooks, like slangs or the way you actually abbreviate things too. So, and then you get used to it too. But yeah, I have some troubles when I first came here speaking English.
What do you miss about back home, and what don't you miss about back home?
I like that question. I really miss the food and my parents. But I didn't mean like I actually miss more the food than my parents. I know that I have to be by myself in the country, but actually I really want to eat really good. So, and I actually come from like where the food tastes really good back in Peru. So I just wanted to have like something like that. But anyways, I used to live in the dorms, so I wasn't able to cook. But now I move out the apartments, and now I have a kitchen. And I really miss my mom, because she usually cooks for me. And like, and now I understand it was kind of hard to cook really well for us, for me and my brother. So yeah, I miss that sometimes. I miss my parents. They usually support me when I was like alone. I not super miss them because they usually go all day and because they work really hard. So I was also kind of alone in my house too. So it's not super me to not see them every day, but still because they are my parents. What I don't miss about my country is that it's super messy down there, and like people, they don't respect, like, especially when you go on the road with your car, so that people just go crazy. And what else? It's kind of polluted, but not because we have like a big companies or plants. We just like people just throw stuff to the ground. So it's kind of, yeah. You see like dust on the streets too. America is actually a really clean place, because of the several laws, environmental laws that they have too. And actually, you can breathe fresh air. Yeah, that's something that I don't like. And the things that I don't miss is the distractions. Like, I'm 20 years old, but like, you know, you can just go and hang out with your friends, because at my age, you are legal to drink and smoke. So there are like that kind of distractions that I want to avoid, because, I mean, it's not bad, but I want to just get more focused on the study.
So you said that these are things that you're glad that you're avoiding?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm avoiding.
Okay. Did you encounter any stereotypical comments when you first moved up here?
Do you mean like when it's like, oh, this guy is from Peru, and then blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, like your stereotypical.
To me?
Yes. Oh, did you encounter any?
Yes. Yes. So I don't know why, but after the welcome week, and we know like people each get to used to each other, and like actually know a couple of them, so you just meet some friends, and they, like, I hear a group of like two American people talking and like saying that actually Peru is still riding on llamas, like, instead of cars, and like, what? No, we have a lot of cars there, and like, that's pretty much, I didn't feel bad because I shouldn't don't care a lot, because I know it's not true. What else? Yeah, we usually dress like, I don't know, we usually wear ponchos, and like, we still like running, you know, like instead of like, they pretty much think they still like don't have Facebook or other social media, and so we have to send letters. But actually, if you want to send letters, you have to like run to get to other people's places. So it's just funny. I mean, it's like too funny to hear stuff like, because they don't know, or probably just like somebody tell him like that, something like that, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm just trust you because I have no idea if it's right or not. But yeah, it's not that bad. I mean, you know where are you, where I'm from. Like, I know what is like the stuff happening in my country. So actually, if I see that something that is not true, I just probably just laugh or just pass it by, because I don't think I should really care, unless you wanna be me. The one is like that, of course, I will take a different attitude.
What do you like and what don't you like about the U.S.?
When I first come here, I expect like more people trying to help me and not being just only by myself at the beginning. But it wasn't like that. So I first came and like everything was should be myself. Like nobody will say like, hey, I can give you a hand or not. Well, I'm talking more about American people. But the international people, you know, we understand each other. We have like the same problems. We kind of feel each other too. Yeah, that's what I mean. Much like, if you come here, you gotta do stuff by yourself, and like, you don't expect too much help from many people. I don't like the U.S. is like kind of sometimes it can be really expensive, especially paying for education, and it's really hard to like, you know, get a scholarship or somehow pay the tuition. It's really bad because I know that there are people who actually want to come to the U.S. but they cannot even think about like the flight tickets and expenses that you will have to spend to come here and study. So it's pretty expensive. I mean, it's everything makes sense for the U.S. government, because you have to, somehow you need to pay taxes too. I think that's most stuff that I don't like the U.S. What I like the U.S., it's like, it's pretty wide open. Well, nowadays, like back in the day, I don't know how it's actually, how open is now, but
what do you mean by open?
Because like, they used to bring refugees and many people from different worlds. Like, you don't come because I don't like you or something like that. It's you actually, if you are able to apply, you come and apply for your visa. And if you get accepted, you're good to go. I mean, you have to still have some requirements, I guess, to apply for their visa. Yes. And I think it depends on what the country you're from. But yeah, pretty much I like the diversity that the U.S. have. I think it's from mostly one of the most diverse countries in the world. And you see people understand each other. So that's pretty much a peaceful country too. But I don't know how about nowadays, but when I came here, I was that's the most thing that I really like it. And I like that once you get a degree, you pretty much are able to find a job right away. Back in my country, if I graduate from a university, I gotta do something else to get a job too. And the networking too. Once the most people you know, that actually really matters in order to get a job too. And not only to get a job, you speak to more and more people, you want to come here as an international student, you learn so much about different cultures. And I think you just, you get more culture. And then your mentality changes too. You don't have only one big thought, but you have many things to think about.
So how would you say your experience here changed you? Or did it change you?
Yeah, actually, it has changed. First I came here, I thought I wouldn't be able to keep up doing stuff because I used to be kind of guys, if I cannot do it, I just drop it. And back in my country, you cannot drop classes, so you're forced to learn the stuff that you even don't want to learn, but yes. Then here, you have the option, but since I am an engineering major, that's pretty much how I think I can also drop classes that I don't want to take. So I learned how to be more persistent and resilient too. I really liked it. I learned more facts about other countries, and actually I tried to speak with my friends, sharing some words in different languages. And it's pretty much an amazing experience that I had. Regards to myself, I think I try to help people that I don't think that I will be able to help. Even though I'm talking more about international students, because there are several international students that come here and they have no idea what to do and they don't have orientation. And when I see people like that, it's I'm more able to help because I don't want you to feel bad or I don't know. Yeah, and actually I don't know if I would be able to do that back in my country too. And also I learned that you never have to give a prejudge to someone before met him. And that's pretty much with everybody. So
never to what, sorry?
Judge a person without not met him. Yeah. Mm.
So would you advise people then to travel abroad?
To travel abroad in America?
No, to just travel abroad anywhere.
Oh, yes, definitely. I would really encourage everybody to travel, not because it could be quite expensive too, but the experience that you get is actually have no price. Even though you are from a third world country like me, and you come everywhere, doesn't mean you have to come to America. The experience that you have travel by yourself and be more dependent, that's pretty much a lot, and it will really matter for your life.
Do you go back home often?
No. I go home once in a year. I went back home on December, for the Christmas and New Year's holiday. Yeah, and for South American countries, Christmas and New Year's Eve are really big parties and really important for family because that's the perfect opportunity to meet all of the relatives and share stories and have a good food too. And I don't go back home that often because I kind of try to save some money on flight tickets, and it's a really long travel too.
Is it hard living between two worlds, living between two countries, between Peru and here?
No, actually I started liking it. I even when I try to speak Spanish, I somehow mess up with the English, and same thing on my friends back in my home, back in my hometown, they started speaking to me. It's like, okay, I think you're going a little too fast, or I cannot understand at all. And like, and I like it because now I have to think about, like, I have to change, like, switch minds, you know? And I really like the experience. Even with my parents, like, sometimes when I try to say a word, but I don't remember it quite right away. So I probably just say in English. And then, oh, okay, and then I change it because I know what that means in Spanish too. So, yeah, I like it. I like it.
So would you say you like it because it makes you, like, experience or learn another language more and stuff like that?
No, I like the mix of languages, you know, because you can actually, if you have, you find somebody who speaks the same language in America, you have like, okay, you speak Spanish, but we know actually we can, like me, for example, we speak kind of Spanglish too. And you know, back at home, you cannot do that, you know, just because it will sound like weird. But I really like that experience. I just kind of love it too.
Okay, and just to clarify, Spanglish is the mix when you mix Spanish and English.
Yes.
Okay.
And there are several words that actually miss. It's just kind of like, I don't know. You don't remind it. You just don't remember the word. You just try to make it shorter, and you just say it, you know.
Okay. How much do you pay as an international student in UMD? And are you on any scholarships?
No, I haven't received. I have a small scholarship because I came here to study English and then I moved to the actually studying on the college. So I just get a small scholarship because I first studied English and there was actually an English program in the at the college and UMD. Usually it should be around like $15,000 the tuition.
A year or a semester?
A semester.
Okay.
Yep.
And how much financial assistance do you receive?
Yes, the scholarship that I have is just like 3,000, not more than that. So 2015, something.
So is the 15,000 including the scholarship or not?
No, the 15,000 I think is pretty much for all international students.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have or do you have any opportunities that you got here in the United States that you wouldn't have got if you stayed back home?
Yeah, I think if I get a degree here, I will get more opportunities to that for sure than actually back in my home. Because I think I said before, getting a US degree will like you work everywhere, most likely, than actually just getting a degree back in my home country. Because you mainly, you are studying, like, if you come to US, you're actually having two languages already, one from your own country and another English. And English is widely spoken probably around the world, too.
What are your goals from being here?
Oh, like, you mean, like...
What do you hope to accomplish, you know, from your time here?
Okay. So first of all, I just want to get like good grades, have more experience, like getting, if I get into an internship and then therefore to apply at work. Like those are like for the near future. I also wanted to establish like really good relationship with my friends because I really think about like traveling someday and try to visit them in all their countries. And I really love to do that when if I have time to do it. But yeah, those are my goals so far, to be academically okay.
So what do you want to get out of this experience after it's done, you know? What do you hope, what do you want to get out of it once it's all done?
I just want to say, like, once I get a degree as a chemical engineering, I will just, it's like, for me, starting this career is most likely, it's like paying back as a gratitude to my parents to, like, they give me the opportunity to study here and be able to support me financially and also emotional. I just want to say, like, thank you, you know, to my parents and be able to find out a work that will let me stand by myself.
President Donald Trump issued executive orders this year temporarily barring citizens from Muslim-majority nations from entering the U.S. President Trump, heard here on CNN at a rally in Nashville, said the orders are necessary for U.S. security.
So here's the statute, which they don't even want to quote when they overrule it. And it was put here for the security of our country. And this goes beyond me because there'll be other presidents. And we need this. And sometimes we need it very badly for security of our country. It says, now listen to easy, how easy this is. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation, and for such period as he, you see, it wasn't politically correct because they should have said he or she. You know, today they'd say that. But that's all. Actually, that's the only mistake they made. As he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. In other words, if he thinks there's danger out there, he or she, whoever is president, can say, I'm sorry, folks, not now, please. We got enough problems.
Have you heard about the executive orders?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about them?
Well, I'm not into politics because I don't know much about politics. But this kind of statue is like this kind of statue you cannot avoid somehow because actually it causes a lot of problems. What I think is that President Mr. Donald Trump, I think he's doing this in a way that he doesn't analyze the situation, because I think pretty much the United States it's like populated with a lot of immigrants, and like if you try to kind of ban some like people, is like you're saying like you don't like these people, and but you just like another ones. Well, with regards one executive order, like the ban of the Muslim people coming to America, I was like, okay, but like and it's not being biased, but I know by the fact that India has more Muslim people in the world than actually other countries. I know he's trying to be like actually ban people who are terrorists, but I don't think all of them should like pay the same price, you know? We are all humans, so I don't know what kind of thinking he had in that moment. I think that he should be more careful about taking decisions like that, because actually, like, he's not feeling people, you know? Probably people plan this kind of travels for years, and they want to see their kids, or they cannot see family, and like, you cannot get in because of like these kind of orders, you know? So I think that he should really think about it, like, because actually it's harming people like emotional, and you know, I think, and actually somehow fear and anger is created too.
So do you feel unsafe, or do you feel safe after this ban was established? Does it make you feel uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable because I have my friends too, and like, and I've seen them like cry, because like it's something like you cannot do anything about it, but especially I can't do anything. I really feel like bad for my friends. I don't have word to describe it.
Do you have friends that are affected by the ban?
Yeah, they were friends like affected for the ban. I say like, so sorry, I can't do anything, you know? It's just like trying to feel them better, even though you cannot do that much.
Do you think this ban will be a long-term thing, or do you think it won't last that long?
I don't think it will keep it any long, because I know that actually a lot of companies like Google or Microsoft, they actually have their workers as Muslims, and they need that people to work. And you can just not ban like from nowhere, like not even given a root reason, you know? So yeah, I think it was like not. And then many prestigious universities like Harvard, MIT, they have like a lot of students from this religion. And they complain, like, because I don't know, humans are not, we're just all humans. Just think we have different ways to think.
So what do your friends or family think about this?
Oh, my family were really upset. But not because we have like, well, my parents, they don't know much Muslim people like me, but I do. But then they were kind of scared, you know, especially because I am Latino. And they also have some trouble with Mexican people. No, they were afraid since the first time he was elected. So they were already expecting this kind of stuff from the president. But I just like say, mom, just like keep calm, because there's no reason to get panicked right away, because I'm studying here, well, in Minnesota. And I know so far all the people I know, it's peaceful with me, and all of them treat me well. So I didn't have like any kind of trouble with that, but my family were kind of upset because obviously you're like saying your son is in the U.S. and like so many people is worried about like about the new president. I understand them, like, but I try to calm them now.
How about your friends that were affected by it? How did they feel?
They feel like it's like somehow like somebody shoot you in right in your heart. Like they just feel like I don't know. It's so hard to describe. But they try to think about it the optimistic way and try to come on. Say, okay, I know it's not much to do, but at least I will try to do my best, you know, and then keep with their studies too.
Okay, thank you so much, Yalvera, for taking the time and speaking with me today.
Thank you.
This has been Not From Around Here, a special series of one-hour programs featuring interviews with international students in the Twin Ports. You can hear this program again online at wpr.org/notfromaroundhere. This program is a collaboration between the University of Wisconsin-Superior and Wisconsin Public Radio. I am Olivia Shalabi, and thanks for listening.